Maybe some of you listening know our next guest from his days with the hugely popular band Skipping Girl Vinegar. Mark Lang has been on a quite incredible journey since that Melbourne-based band took a hiatus in late 2015. And that journey's taken him from his seaside home at Point Lonsdale to the wilds of Nova Scotia in Canada, where the plight of a small, long-neglected First Nations community has inspired a short film by him and a debut solo single. Mark Lang is in our Melbourne studios. Mark, welcome to breakfast.
Hi, Fran. How are you?
I'm terrific. Thanks, Mark. Mark, Point Lonsdale is a long way from Nova Scotia. Tell us about this journey you've been on and how it happened.
Yes, well, near the end of Skipping Girl Vinegar, I started touring. I was invited over by Ron Sexsmith to do some shows and some bits and pieces. And I found my way into Canada. And a great friend of mine, Dave Gunning, who lives in Pictou, kept talking to me about his area and what had been going on, about the devastation of this area through to a pulp mill. And so you hear these stories, but it's not until you actually get there in person and you can smell it that you actually realise what's going on. So basically, in the 1960s, they built this pulp mill for economic growth for the area, which is fair enough. But what they decided to do was pump the raw effluent about 3 or 4 kilometres away from where the pulp mill is into First Nations land, into a place called Boat Harbour. And Boat Harbour was this pristine waterway that was incredible. It was in the top waterways for Canada. Mm-hmm. And they promised the First Nations people that their way of life wouldn't be affected. There was a big fishing community, all the rest of it. And then within days of doing so, fish rose to the surface and died. And so they were completely tricked. And they've been fighting it since the 60s, and it's just been this horrific ongoing situation.
And it still is. I mean, you happened to take on this voyage. You took a camera and you took a drone and you took some footage. And the short film you made, it's a 6-minute film. I do urge people to watch it. It's quite powerful. I mean, you show what's being pumped out. It's 37 degrees Celsius. It's hot, boiling. And as you say, it's acrid and toxic.
It's like a cancer cell. I mean, the thing is, I didn't have any intention to film when I was there. I was just taken there, and I by chance had my gear with me because I take a drone and footage things with me when I'm on the road. And when I was there, I put the drone up and we saw how bad it was, and we just thought we had to kind of do something to try and support them. And so basically the big thing is that in 2020, the government's meant to follow through with the cleanup and the closure of this situation. But as governments often do, they've been pushing the First Nations people to continue this, to keep going on and on and on, which is a very familiar story back here at home.
Yeah. And Well, perhaps your footage might help with that, because I understand it's got an international airing on a few news outlets, so I'm sure that's helping to build momentum there. Look, I think you're going to play for us a song today that you wrote as a tribute to your friend. What song are you giving us?
This is a song called Pictou Landing, and basically it's just a way of reaching out to them and saying that even though I'm oceans away, that I'm thinking of them, and that I hope one day that they'll smell the sweet smell of the ocean as I smell in Point Lonsdale.
Mark, thank you. Let's hear it. Pictou Landing.
Hunger led us home past the brook and the sawmill. Dim light in the afterglow, through the Pictou woods that guides us home. Mother, I heard the calls of water birds weeping, weeping for the harbor's song. But I dream we'll smell the ocean again, a breathing deep like it was before. Yeah, I dream we'll smell the ocean again, across the Pictou landing shores. Keep your lies, I'm tired of the wasteland, dreaming of the sweet grass. I bring it back, give it back now. The smog still heavy, sky gone black. I smell the money laughing, I pumping out the old mill stacks. But I dream we'll smell the ocean again, I breathing deep like it was before. Yeah, I dream we'll smell the ocean again, across the Pictou landing shores. Hunger led us home, a dream and lead 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 us home.
Pictou Landing, a beautiful song by Mark Lang. Mark, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Fran. And hopefully we'll see some friends out on the road. I'm down in Street Theatre on Friday, so then heading up your neck of the woods
okay.
after that.
Well, good luck with the tour, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much, Fran.
Mark Lang, his track Pictou Landing, and as he mentioned, he's in the midst of touring this debut single in Victoria, New South Wales. If you want to check out where, marklangmusic.com is his website. You can also find there this six-minute film he shot. It's, as we said, he was carrying his drone and his camera, and it's the first time, apparently, that images have been captured of the effluent pouring into the harbour and to the tributaries, and that footage has been picked up by Al Jazeera, CBC, and the Canadian equivalent of Four Corners, so it's making an impact. If you want to have a look, it's there on his website. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 6 minutes to 9.